We have another for Provost Saunders.
There was a bit of a hush over the crowd at the UWF Music Hall Thursday morning as Pat Lott, General Counsel to the President, read and tallied the votes from the Board of Trustees. It was obvious that everyone in the room was doing the math.
We have another for Martha Saunders.
The final vote was 9 votes for UWF Provost Dr. Martha Saunders, 4 votes for State Senator Don Gates. Neither of the other two candidates, Frank Ashley from the College Board or Mike Sherman from the University of Akron, received any votes. Outgoing President Dr. Judy Bent says the election of Dr. Saunders ensures a smooth transition.
Between now and then, Martha and I will go over some things. Of course, we know each other and our programs very well because we're a team and have been for the past 3 years. But what we'll do is I'll share some inside information with her. I'll introduce her around. We'll go to the legislature together, things like that.
The process has been going on for just over 9 months. The Presidential Search Committee was formed last December and held its final meeting Thursday morning, just before the Board of Trustees meeting. Their final mission was to take a final look at the 4 remaining candidates and recommend at least 3, unranked, to the board. After about an hour, Chairman Mort O'Sullivan entertained a motion from the committee.
Are there any other comments before we vote on the motion on the floor? In its simply stated form, is that we advance all 4 candidates to the Board of Trustees for their consideration.
That motion passed, and all 4 candidates were given to the Board of Trustees, who met just after that meeting at the same table. Students, faculty, and the public were invited to comment before the board's vote, and they did.
I'm a little frustrated to see a lot of this prejudice against Gates. Obviously, he has a lot to offer this university.
How can you possibly consider appointing as president of your university this man who thumbed his nose at the Constitution and lied about it publicly?
No one can make the decision for you, and I just ask that you listen to your better angels and make the choice that's best for UWF. Please choose Martha Saunders.
Here I have 336 signatures, and I would like to submit this to the board.
That final comment came from Abigail Magnuson, a UWF student who delivered a petition from Argonauts against Gates to the board. It had 336 signatures. And the meeting was not without a bit of drama. Mona Amadeo, the president and founder of ID Group Branding in Pensacola, went a little too far overtime speaking in favor of Provost Saunders for Chairman Lewis Baird's liking.
And achieve amazing things.
Mona, could you wrap up?
Yes, I'll wrap it up right now. Thank you very much. You know I'm a little bit of a preacher. So here is what I want to just challenge you with that I'm having a hard time with. I don't understand. As a business owner, I do business. You know, I do job descriptions.
Mona, could you wrap it up?
Yes, sir. I do job descriptions. If I take the job description that you wrote and look at the qualifications, there is only one candidate.
Mona, could you wrap
one
it up,
candidate.
Please? Your
yes,
time
sir.
Is up.
One
please
candidate.
Sit down.
I hope you will.
Please sit
vote
down.
Mr.
Do
Chair.
Do we have a police officer in the house? Would you please remove her?
Ms. Amadeo left the dais without an escort. Dr. Saunders was not at the meeting and was not available for comment. In a press release from UWF, she's quoted as saying, "I'm thrilled and honored beyond belief. It has been a long and arduous process, but UWF is worth it." For her part, Dr. Judy Bentz had a unique viewpoint on the process of replacing her.
It's interesting. I am enjoying it. I am looking forward to stepping down and passing the torch. So I've had kind of a retrospective view this semester, and at the same time looking forward to something that is important in my life.
Dr. Martha Saunders will take office as the 6th president of the University of West Florida on January 1st. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.